Yo, it's Brianna Temple with episode 3 of Temple's Tantrums, here with my mans.
Henry Jones in the flesh, you know what it is. We back at it again.
Back at it again.
Round 3.
Round 3. You know what I'm saying? This week has been pretty eventful. I feel like.
Busy as hell. It's
very
like
busy.
It.
Very busy. We were very social this weekend. Like
baby showers.
2 baby showers in one day, y'all. Like
plus a birthday.
Plus, yeah, you have to go shoot for the birthday. He turned
52. Yeah. Shout out David.
Did not look 52 at all. He looked very, very good for 52. So yeah, like today was even busy. Then we had to turn around and work and be responsible. Being a responsible adult is rough.
Thank God for alcohol.
Okay, so we're gonna get into this podcast. I don't know what should we start with.
I got a topic I was kind of wanted to talk about a little bit. Okay. On a positive note, I kind of like took note of what Vic Mensa was doing with the giving back to with the shoes. I thought that was a dope idea because, you know, I don't know, it is a lot of traps out here and a lot of ways they try to make minorities paint this bad picture of them by setting them up into certain things, putting things in front of them that they know they can't afford, and like, you know, just doing these different like bait cars and bait trucks. So I thought it was dope that they did an anti-bait car and just kind of like put out the narrative that that is a wrong way to kind of basically entrap people into doing things wrong by intentionally putting things out. So I thought that was dope. Shout out to Vic Mensa, you know what I'm saying? We get a lot of flack because maybe his music is not this or that, but you know, at the end of the day, what do you mean?
Well, I flack against that.
Yeah, 6ix9ine had a whole rant on this, man. And like, really, nobody could say nothing.
That. You talking about when you said name a Vic Mensa song?
Yeah, I can name some since then.
Right.
But at the same time, I was questioning, how do I know this man made music?
You know, I think the one Vic Mensa song I know, but at the same time, I'm not claiming to be a huge fan, so I think I shouldn't be held too high of a standard. But I think remember years ago, we did that foam run or the
paint run. Yeah.
And they had a little concert before that. That was how I found out about that song.
Oh, true.
And I just Shazammed it, and then I, you know.
Yeah, that was a wild time.
That was a long time ago too.
Hell yeah, I can't believe you remember that.
We weren't even together then.
Yeah.
We was running different circles because your half wanted to do one thing, my half was wanted to do another thing.
Yeah,
I remember all that.
Yeah, then our halves came together.
Then I
stop. The magical way.
Oh my god. I'm done. No, but you know what? Vic, he gets my love for that. Like you said, that anti-bait truck.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, I saw the police apparently was trying to mess with him at the Bud Billiken. I think he had, like, an ATV or something like that.
But yeah, he wild. He had that 16 shots. That's, like, anti-CPD song.
Mm.
Have you ever heard it?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you ain't never heard it?
No.
Oh, see, that's why you don't
from
get
who?
It. Yeah, from Vic Mensa. He got like this song called 16 Shots, basically talking about gun violence, Chicago from police officers.
Mm.
It's like a fuck police, like a lot of like, you know, insults heard at the CPD, and just basically like calling them out on covering up different murders. But it's kind of very politically charged. So now he got a target on his back from CPD because he putting out stuff that's so anti-CPD. Like directly, so.
All right, Vic. I know we don't support this type of stuff, but keep doing what you're doing.
Oh.
And Nathan, listen, Henry. I dropped the real name for a hot second. Y'all didn't hear that, but he will tell you. I normally do not support stuff like that, but you got my vote, kid. You got my vote.
Here she go.
Hey, man. You know what I'm saying? It's very important if I support you.
Yes.
So, you know what I'm saying? If Brianna says you're okay, then you must be a decent individual. Now some people wouldn't agree because, you know, I still defend Nicole, and everybody is anti-Nicole right now. But that's a different topic, you know what I'm saying? Different story for a different day.
Yeah, I feel like she's still doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, she gonna get hate just because she is at the top of her league. So it's just, you come with the game, man.
She gotta come off the radio, though. They gotta take Queen Radio from Onika. Did I call her Onika? I called her Onika, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I added an M in there. No, like in the beginning. No, Queen Radio. Do I love hearing her? Yes. But I think she needs to be in places where she can be censored. Because some of the things...
It's like direct and uncut, no cuts.
Yeah, they let her curse on hers, on her Queen Radio.
Saying ain't no edit, it's live?
No, it's live.
Oh, man.
It's live. So it's like, she... because this isn't normal behavior, I feel like. I feel like this is recent that she's been doing this.
Sure.
But she definitely needs to be put in a censored environment. Because her giving Travis whole nigga of the week. Which, I'm not saying it holds weight. But at the same time, this is Nicki Minaj. You know what I'm saying? If Beyonce was to come out and say... you know, fuck Sierra, she ain't got no vocals. You know what I'm saying? It's like, whoa. Like,
do better.
That's a little too direct. And for what? What are you doing? This is your peer. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's salt, man. That salt get to a motherfucker.
Salt?
Man. Yeah, she salty to the motherfucker. Oh, nah.
Wait.
Not you that confused.
I don't
feel like salt. I feel like
I've never heard nobody say that. I've heard salty. It's always salty.
Same thing.
I mean, I get that.
Salt.
I get that, but no one said, you know, yeah, she, you know, she got that salt. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, she's salty. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've just never heard it that way.
I understand. You know what I'm saying? You showing the viewers, you know what I'm saying? The scope.
Shut up. No, but... Yeah, I didn't agree with that. That whole... You know, they gave her a whole soundboard. Like, who in their right mind...
We need a soundboard.
But, I mean, once I feel like I downloaded some apps that have some, but I kind of want to get... Because, you know...
Man, I want a button. A physical button. I don't want to touch the screen.
Right. Gunshots. Some gunshots is what I want.
Henry Jones.
Yeah, like, I don't know if you need a soundboard either. I think you and Onika in the same. I think y'all in the same boat.
Shout out Onika, man. Say what you want to say, man. Fuck the nigga. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you got to think about it.
But on Travis, though, you can feel
it. I mean, she talking straight cap, for sure. At the same time, I feel her for speaking and not being afraid to cap.
That too.
You know she's what I'm
not
saying?
Afraid
it's
to
like,
look
it's
crazy.
It's like Kanye. He's not always right, but we love him just because he voices opinion. And sometimes it do make us think about things that maybe we wouldn't think about. Sometimes it's like, oh, okay, we can completely dismiss this because it's just outrageous. But sometimes it's actually a little bit more like, damn, okay, I ain't know other people felt like this. Or,
right, yeah.
Okay. You know, it's a little validation on a little level somewhere.
I will say this. She may not be, quote unquote, going about this the right way. But I do feel if there is an injustice here, we should not overlook it because of maybe her antics and her way of doing it.
And you know what?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel that.
Like if it's true... that he really didn't have the number one for the second week. I'm not saying for the first. For the second week. And they probably allowed some things that they didn't allow for her. Then, you know, that's messed up. You know what I'm saying? Sure. It's kind of like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, and like, you know, we was listening on that one podcast, there could have been a case where if she delivered that number one album, she probably would have been able to renegotiate some shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like,
I mean, that's every rapper.
Every rapper. But I'm saying, like, if you were cheated out of that opportunity, probably one that you've been waiting on for a long time.
Game so cutthroat at that level.
I mean, I get that.
It's like, you, ain't no such thing as being cheated. It's just you didn't think of everything as much as the next man. And that's enough to get the number one spot, apparently. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
The fact that he did the research and saw that, okay, discount for this. Or make a deal where it'd be like, man, how do I get this to format this?
Right.
In order to it to count to my sales, I'm going to get the hottest designer, and we going to take this joint over. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just got beat. You know what I'm saying? You can't cry like, man, you using a strange new promo technique. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah,
you just didn't really think of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I really feel like even though she's second place, what she doing though, she kind of like boosting herself a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
She taking like the 6ix9ine approach, kind of like just saying whatever, just kind of like drawing attention, because that in itself is a form of promotion.
She called Travis Scott
a whole nigga. Like, said, that sounds so crazy.
And then she said,
yeah, it's like it's viral instantly.
And then she, you know, because she got the soundboard now. She, you stupid fuck. Nathan.
See, I ain't heard it.
She must be checked. She must be stopped.
Fuck it. Like, she's going to be golden. She's going to have a golden 7 episodes.
Right. It was short-lived, but man, it was a hell of a ride. Like, yeah, but you know,
I remember Queen Radio
talking crazy. What do you think? Do you think, because you know, we saw the VMAs late, but as in like in the timeline, you think in Cardi's new album she gonna respond to Nicole?
I didn't see what she say.
So when she got she got an award, I forgot for what. Not that it matters. Best New Artist. And
ooh, Cardi?
Mm-hmm. And she got her award. She's like, thank you. I want to thank everybody. The love and support, you know, has been genuine. You know what I'm saying? And that's something you came by, bitch. Like, so I'm...
Dang.
Now...
I did think I heard about that.
Cardisha.
Flex.
Cardish. Flex.
That's a flex.
Simmer down.
That's a flex.
And she needs to simmer down.
That's a flex. But sometimes dudes with money, man, they gotta touch the culture. It's hard to keep the pulse of the culture when you got money, because it's so easy to just remove yourself from everybody. And I feel like that's what Queen kind of did a little bit. She kind of out of touch with people, because she kind of like had so much money that she could really like get a whole 3 floors of the hotel to herself and
mm-hmm.
really like control the traffic and really like everywhere she went, you can't get within 5 feet of her if she don't want you there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that sometimes go to your head, whereas you got a Cardi, and Cardi kind of like she forced to mingle. So she forced, because it's like the only way she can network. You know what I'm saying? And now she just got like she the people's champ right now.
Yeah.
Gotta stay connected to the people, you know what I mean?
True. I think that's how I've always felt about Beyonce. Like, she's too far in her stardom. You know what I'm saying? It's like.
Is she relatable?
Not to me. Not even close.
Oh, man.
She's not relatable to me. On a few womanhood things that she's come out and talked about, maybe, but overall, I would not say that she's relatable.
Sure.
Yeah, like, and how can she be? She's been, like, trained to be this ultimate pop star. That's not a normal lifestyle. No one knows that shit.
Yeah,
you know, my dad taught me to sing while I was jogging, so it helps my vocal cords. That's not a regular ass. Ain't nobody gonna be able to be like, oh yeah, me, my dad too. No.
Not that's true. I'm saying, but
I've been like, telling shows all my life. Yeah, no, that's not a thing.
I mean, not relating on that level, but just relating on, okay, a woman, black woman, I don't know.
Who had a cheating husband? I hope that's not the relatable thing that people want to cling on to.
Being in a relationship, like, period.
Yeah, then there's that.
I mean, I feel like sometimes, you know, not everything maybe correlates, but I'm just saying some things that she may touch on about her personal life, how she feel, relationships. You know, it just relates to a lot of women.
I guess. Yeah, I guess you're right with Anika.
Maybe I'm wrong, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm just on the outside looking in.
You know, for me, I'm not gonna hold her to that. For everybody, because everybody likes Beyonce for different reasons. But I've always said, I was just thinking the other day, I would love to see her on like Wild Now. Now she one time,
Beyonce?
Yeah, she popped up on Link's lip sync battle. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, her and Channing Tatum. I thought that was cute. You know what I'm saying? Do right. Something kind of
right,
yeah, knock down a little bit. Right, you know what I'm saying? So it's like do something little, you know. So. I was like, if I was to see, like, her do, like, a Wildin' Out, and I'm not saying she gotta do all shows like that, but I'm just saying, like, you know, just a couple more make me happy.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know.
She do got kids, though, so I feel like.
J-Lo is out there.
J-Lo ain't got no gigs, boy. Y'all say on tour, man. J-Lo looking for a break, some TV time, boy. I mean, Beyonce trying to get away from that shit. She, don't I've been do on J-Lo. Tour for like 500 years.
Apparently
like,
she's a, you know, she's...
She wants some me time.
She one of the, what would you call them? The greats. If you heard one of the greats, never. Never. I'm like, she's a better actor than singing and dancing.
Yeah, I like the Nuff better than like any of her albums.
I don't think I've ever listened to a whole J-Lo album. I think like you get like good singles from each one.
Yeah, I mean, and then I definitely wasn't listening to J-Lo as you.
And then that's it. Like, people was really happy to see her at the VMAs when she performed.
I mean, she always get good performances because she got a great body, you know what I'm saying? She pretty old, so to see her move like that, it's kind of like just a testament, but... I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess she just got that clout. Like, she's been around for so long. It's true. Just like people love to see her, like,
and she was connected to, like, the big people. Yeah, like, it's just Fat like Joe, more like and Diddy.
Nostalgia.
Yeah.
Then, like, oh, she actually got that. She got the shit. Like, it's just like, oh, okay, here J-Lo go doing her thing again, like she used to do.
Mm-hmm. True.
It is what it is.
True.
I saw, what's her name? Birdman. He apologized to Lil Wayne at the Louisiana Fest.
Thank God.
Yeah, I think that was decent, you know what I'm saying? Even though it's not enough, you know what I'm saying? Just getting him to accept the fact that he was wrong publicly. That means a lot to, I think, Lil Wayne. Because, really, man, when that movie come out, it's gonna mess a lot of people's heads up. Because people think of Wayne as like this superstar. But he really like a abused child. Yeah. Superstar, you know what I'm saying? And then for him to like finesse him on the money,
yeah,
it was just like, man, you took away his whole childhood, introduced him to all those grown things at a young age so he can rap about it, and then you took the money. Yeah. He was like, he should have been like, he should have never had to rap or do half the things he had to do now, you know what I'm saying? It's just like Michael Jackson, like, you think about everything he did and then to think he had money problems, you know what I'm saying? But it was even worse with Weezy, because at least Mike had stuff. He was blowing stuff on outrageous animals and theme parks in his house. Wayne just had regular stuff.
Yeah, right? I don't think he got nothing to show for it.
Right. He was like, I don't know. It was kind of messed up, man. Take a child out from nothing and then like force him into like that lifestyle.
Yeah.
And then really just cash out on him. But I'm glad at least he took that first step and just recognizing he was wrong and saying it publicly, because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Right. Because at the end of the day, like, Lil Wayne got to carry that. I feel like Lil Wayne, that's the reason he fell off. A lot of people feel like Lil Wayne fell off. I feel like that's the reason why, when he really woke up to the fact that they wasn't for him.
Mm-hmm.
and he was working for people who wasn't really looking out for him the same way. He really kind of like took the wind out of him and really like lost his motivation for rapping. I feel like when he was had his full backing, he thought he was doing the family decent, he couldn't be touched.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he really like started looking at the numbers, like, hold on, like, you say I can't get this much out? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, nah. And then he fell off with the rapping.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it's going to be an interesting show. I mean, interesting movie whenever it does come out. But I'm at least glad that he acknowledged that publicly and apologized.
Yeah, I agree. Have you seen Wayne?
Oh, yeah, I seen
you
Wayne.
You saw when he looked at that, the wedding?
Right.
Damn.
But that's a style. I feel like with the dreads, people like that. Like, when you get the old dreads, sometimes it's like a Jamaican thing for it to be kind of unkept. I feel like it's an American thing to have your dreads. Like, a lot of times people like to get their dreads done so you can, like, see them. They look all neat and nice. But that's like an American thing, and that's kind of like a luxurious thing. Like, real Jamaicans, when they grow out their hair, it look wild because it's kind of like showing, like, how you are naturally.
True.
It's supposed to be like, you just let them kind of do whatever, and they gonna come out different than everybody else just based on how you live in type thing.
I've never been into dreads.
Yeah?
I mean, you kind of forced yours on me.
True.
I feel like you kept hinting that you wanted to dread your hair, and I think I feel like I kept hinting that I didn't like dreads. And you just came home one day. And you had the look. And I remember just looking at you. I'm just like. And my mom, I'm like, okay, so are they going to thicken? You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't know the process. I didn't know like that's how they start for people.
True.
I was so confused at first. But they look really nice on you.
Thank you. I just got tired of cutting my hair. And I think, I don't know, it just defines you more. It's like, I don't know, when I think about it, it's like when you look at kids and children, got bald faces, they look youthful, they look innocent, they look naive. Like, as you get older, I feel like when you got a beard, when you got like a little length on your hair, got a little facial features, it just make you look more like an older human.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like an older person, like a more respected, just kind of show like that you've been around.
True.
Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I seen like older guys who got like bald faces and stuff. And it's like, I feel them, but I feel like they like trying to like be young or something. Like, I don't know. Like they trying to be younger than they are or something.
True.
Like, cause you're an old man. Where your beard at? Like, sad respect.
What?
Young niggas respect beards, cause they can't get them. You feel me? It's like, damn, when do I get my beard? When did my beard come in? Like, they be looking at it like that. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
It's a sign of respect. That's why I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I definitely like the long hair. I'm a big fan.
True. Yeah, yours definitely grew on me though, cause I was pretty thrown off that first night. But they look good on you now.
Thank you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that.
So, I think we're going to go to a break.
Sure.
To a break. I don't know, y'all probably didn't hear me right there. But we're going to go to a break real quick. We'll be right back with the Temples Tantrums podcast. Hey, yo, we're back. Y'all just... my bad, y'all. It's a little gassy. All right, y'all. We're back. Stop. All right, we're back, y'all, from a quick little break. All right, so I want to talk about, did y'all see that Wildin' Out episode with Azealia Banks? Yes, this is what I want to talk about. This will not be that big of a segment. However, the way she hyped that up on social media, I will say, well, granted, we know that they did a lot of editing in that episode.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
We know that there was probably a little bit more awkwardness that than they showed on the show. But she made it seem like they, like, grilled her ass. I think there was two jokes she claimed she didn't like. And you could saw the awkwardness in those parts. And then they went on about their day.
I don't know too much about Azealia Banks. I just feel like at the end of the day, she just, like, you know, she's a very sensitive person. And she just, like, taking things and running with it, it seemed like.
But I think, the controversy that comes with her is that she's known for talking a lot of shit about people, like, strong. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And when she called Cardi an illiterate hood rat or something like that. Yeah, I think
that's probably why she mad when he said he couldn't get Cardi back to Zaya. Like, she probably already, like, I mean, I got beef with that hoe.
She called Remy Ma a gorilla.
Mm.
Yeah, she's not. And I'm not going to go off on a tangent on this part, but she's not a decent person. So it's kind of like, I don't know how she has a fan base. Because there are some people I know.
The real never had that many fans. It's always the fake that be strong with the fans. I'm not even gonna lie. Not even saying all the time is the case, but 99% of everything. Like, if you look at, like, artists, it's probably 2% of artists that's really, like, genuine, went through some shit, put it out, and was successful. Everybody else stealing shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, you, when you doing it like that, you really don't have to have no good moral character. You didn't got to have a bad moral character to even think about taking somebody else's work and running with it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I like the game be messed up, because that's how most people get known. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And not by, like, building and establishing good relationships because you know how to work with people. But really by, like, finessing your way up. And that way you never really learn them social skills. So you just be like, get to the top. You're like, damn, she's still wilding. She talking about this person, that person. It's like she never really needed.
I don't even know if you can even say she rose to the top. Because, she's the opposite of 6ix9ine. Like, 6ix9ine talks shit about people.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still getting business. He's still getting work, even with big names. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Azealia Banks, like you said, you don't even know what she's really famous for. You know what I'm saying? So it's like her name gets thrown around a lot, but not for no work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like always because she, and I feel like she realizes she has to do that to stay relevant. Because, like, she knows she's not that relevant. Like, she's not too mainstream. She's not a superstar, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, I don't know. It's like, she be making herself look so retarded. And I just, she got so mad. But DC's, I love DC. When he did that scream laugh thing. Because he could
That's
tell
how he gassed himself up. He be like gassing everybody up. He tell a joke. Everybody, like, know the laugh. Like, everybody cue the laugh. You be dead. What just happened? Why just laugh?
She had that awkward look on her face the entire time. Like, it was just so weird. But, yeah, like, what's been going on with her and Nick on Instagram is even more ridiculous. Because I think she said something. He said he had comments on her old post. I guess he had posted on his thing. Told us, you know, I'm gonna pray for you. She said, pray for your health, for your immune system, not me. Where was that energy on the show? He was trying to help you.
Yeah,
where was that energy? Like, she goes when she responds, because like Joe said about her.
Yeah, that's kind of crossing the line.
She's a
that's definitely crossing the line. You started talking about serious health conditions. Over a joke that somebody on the show said to you, not him directly. Right. Like he set you
up. He was trying to help, but he get him back.
That's the show.
That's the whole nature of the show.
Why are you even going on the show if you know, if you ain't got no thick skin, you know that they get 99% of their jokes off on each other.
She tried to go in on him for having a $750 apartment.
What? I mean, yeah, I'd be surprised. I'd go in a DCM flat if you working this hard and got a $750
apartment. Hey, man, you saving money. If it better be a nice apartment. Now, I'm just saying, if you living in, like, roach-infested waters, then...
For $750? You
might, I don't know. I mean, that's what I'm saying, but it's like, I don't know. I feel like, listen, as a poor black person... $750 to $900, that's my range. So as far as apartments go, of course, if you're talking a house or a condo, I may spend the extra dollar. You feel me?
I feel you on that.
You know, so but until then, no, my G.
You say you felt offended.
I was. Damn, she came for the regular ass black people. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of them is your fan base, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you
know, I guess that's what she was kind of trying to say. She felt like he didn't have a right to say that because he was a regular nigga. Like, I guess you just gotta go in there. Like, damn, hey, you still regular. Like, you out here like you think you famous.
She called Wilder.
I ain't
now,
saying that because that boy got talent. He funny as hell.
She called Wilder out the strong. Ceiling of that man's career. I would have kicked her off instantly. I would if I was Nick. Bye bye. Like, don't do that.
Right.
But, you know, she... Bless her and anybody who like her.
Yeah, that's my first encounter with her from a long time. I really don't get too much news on my thread about Azalea Banks.
True. Alright. So, I think we're gonna close out with this topic. So Brianna Elise Temple is going to go off on a slight rant right now.
Wait, what?
I know, you didn't see it coming. You have to throw sometimes your partner a curveball because he be trying to act like he want to know what
do
I'm going to plan.
Not take that advice.
Yes, throw them a curveball, y'all, like, so they can't predict so that their reaction is normal. But I'm going to go off on a slight tangent.
That's bad advice, y'all.
This week...
finna leave.
No, you're not. This week was very active for me. I feel like I was on social media a lot this week. And I'm gonna say this. Mm-hmm. Now I want us to have one of our free conversations. I really want y'all... I think we should all take a break from social media. I feel like people... Shut up. I feel like
Monique, boy.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like a lot of...
Oh, man.
No, I just feel like a lot of feelings and stuff have been hurt. People interpretate things weird now. I feel like social media is really messing up a lot of people I know. Like, it's how they should handle things. Are you following me?
I mean, people misuse social media.
Yeah, you know what
time.
I'm saying? Like, I feel like...
It's like the NRA over here. Like, if somebody gets shot, we not giving in the guns. Like, that's not the... I'm saying anything, but... What about the memes, Brianna?
What?
What are you talking about? I'm going to get through the day.
You can do it on Instagram. I think Facebook.
Oh, I thought it was all social
media.
Oh,
no, not all, baby. No. I need some.
You said something about the blue app?
I think the book. I think a lot of people need to give the book.
I mean, the book is, I don't know, man.
A break. Some of y'all need to.
It's not my favorite place. The book is like.
It's not your favorite place. See?
I just use it strictly for business purposes. It'd be a lot of emotional stuff. It's a lot of relationship. People who are in love with being in love.
Love Facebook. Wait.
Like, it's like, just you gotta be in love with being in love. It's so family oriented, so relationship oriented. Like, just the fact that you can like get in a, and you can say you engaged with somebody on the book and join y'all accounts somewhat, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's kind of like, what is going on here? Like, on Instagram, that shit's still separate. Like, you ain't can't like married to this person, like,
right? And then, like, then you start getting comments from everybody,
like, it's
who
like,
posts you
Facebook
and things.
Is so like. Like, it's basically like a dating site, you know what I'm saying?
Darn,
I
hell.
I said dating site, but it's got, it's reminiscent of that.
Yes, kind
of. So it's like a lot of lonely people on there, a lot of people, bitter people, a lot of people who like sneak this in.
Fam, like, so much of that, you know what I'm saying? It's more of that than any positive thing. You know what I mean? It's like, and it breeds so much contradictory. I say all this, honestly. I just hope that people... I want some of y'all to get outside more. I want some of y'all to lay off of Facebook, because this is like... I had a situation... This is like my third time somebody thought I was subbing them. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, I don't do that. It's like, why we...
You sub me.
I sub you. Only one, I swear to y'all. Nathan is the only one, because sometimes I feel like there were moments we'd have, and when we, of course that was, we lived together, but there were times I just feel like we weren't talking, and if I was to bring up something to you, it would erupt into something. I'll just go on Facebook instead. But
she's painting a picture, y'all.
But
it's
but
false.
Aside from you, no one. So it's like, for me, I actually have to, and I'm not gonna say care because that's gonna sound rough, but I have to really know you as a person, you know what I'm saying? Like, really know you to know what I'm gonna say. You gonna know that shit is for you, you know what I'm saying?
True.
That's how I operate. So it's like, when I remember the first time I had a situation like this. I think I had put something like, man, I can't be with nobody for 10 years and I ain't got a ring. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God. Like, I see another. It's like people not slick. You know what I'm saying? It's like the minute, 2 minute gaps in between the posts. She said something about, why are you concerned that somebody's together for 10 years? And I'm just like, wait, what? Like, I'm not. Then I come and find out later, I guess she was with her guy for 10 years. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if she thought I was different. But it's like, I don't know you. And once again, for lack of a better word, care enough.
She probably, not necessarily, she probably just thought you was an op. Like, you was against the way she was living.
But then, right, but I'm saying, like, but at the same time, so you think I'm talking indirectly about you or people like you. You get what I'm saying?
But you were.
I mean, I kind of was, but don't. But I'm saying, don't take it personal. You get what I'm saying? That's what I'm getting off to.
So if I say I don't like black people,
I'm gonna keep scrolling, bro. I'm gonna keep scrolling. Why? Because, nigga, you shouldn't be friends with me on Facebook that you don't like black people. Two, it's like, well, I don't give a fuck if I don't. If I'm saying, maybe I'm just too.
I'm just saying.
Maybe I'm just too far removed. But for me personally, If I didn't know you personally, if I didn't consider you a friend, you know what I'm saying? Or if we're family, or if I considered you a friend, and then you put out something like that, then I'd be thrown off. Because it's kind of like, bitch, I'm black. Like,
right.
The fuck? Like, what are you talking about? But, like, say, for instance, somebody, I have friends who they divulge some of their personal business that I probably didn't agree with. So I feel like if I was to spin that, put on Facebook or things I don't like, then be mad. You know what I'm saying? Like, then feel hurt. Feel attacked.
Right.
Unless I'm in your inner circle and, you know what I'm saying, and you've told me things about you, or I know you do this for a fact, you know what I'm saying, then there's no need to worry about what Breonna Lee Temple is saying.
True.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. So it's like,
I'm saying, just lead the charge, you know what I'm saying? Like, you talking about everybody put their phones down, you know what I'm saying? Put the
I do sometimes. I do sometimes. I go on week hiatuses. I do. Sometimes it feels, and then when I come back, I get instantly irritated. Instantly. And you know how I am. It don't take that much. But
irritable.
I
It's very easy, y'all. So it's like, I instantly
pray for them.
Have not been seeing foolishness on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? So when I go from a break from not seeing that to being smacked with it, because it's not like I'm going to open it and see instant positivity floating around. No, it's like you said, subliminal diss, subliminal emotions, subliminal. It's like, okay, y'all be blessed. So, you know, y'all, no problem. I'm going away for a week. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just take a break. Chill out. You know what I'm saying? Everyone just go outside. I think we don't go outside enough like we used to. And we do too.
Everybody's scared. And everybody's scared to do anything besides the regular thing. I ain't gonna get that deep into no deep conversation. But that's a whole nother rabbit hole that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We need a whole 40 minutes on.
The whole 40. Damn, you gonna talk that much?
I'm saying, man, these people out here, assimilation. Shout out to Kanye, you know what I'm saying?
But now, I can't with you. But now, I just wanted to close on that. I just feel like, take a break, everyone. Time out.
Everybody, time out.
It's time out time. Like, some of y'all out here wild limbo.
What happened?
Huh?
So, Shorty attacked you? You thought she was subbing?
Talking about the last one or you talking about the recent one?
Yeah.
The past one.
Right.
So, yeah, no, it was for me. Because instantly, then she puts up something about some, if it ain't directed, it ain't respected and stuff like that.
She rhymed it?
Yeah. If it ain't, people say that all the time. And then what happened was...
That's something I've never heard.
So then what happened was...
I've never heard that over East.
How also... If it ain't directed, it ain't respected. You never heard nobody say that?
Of course not.
Oh, wow. I mean, you know, you can add that to me not hearing about people say salt.
Right.
No, but so... So I kind of pieced that she thought I was talking about her because a couple months later, I made a post saying, listen, I need everybody to learn what a preference is. If I say I don't want to be in a relationship with someone for over 5 years without a ring, that's my opinion. I said, now if I get online and start saying you people who've been in 13 plus year relationships, y'all are stupid and whatever, then take offense. But until then, let someone have their preference. Because, you know, some people even get up in their drawers when somebody says, oh, I don't want to have kids until I'm married. And I've seen people in the comment section kind of lose their minds. So, and then she
always gonna be a fool out here,
right? And so then she directly commented on that one, and I was just like, okay, yeah, I was right. So you really thought I was talking about you last time, like, because she came on it on a softer note. You know what I'm saying? There was no other statuses. Right. there was. She was just like, yeah, I feel you. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, I don't think that me and my dude ready. I'm like, that's fine too. Like, you don't gotta tell me, like...
She had to explain why, you know, she in a relationship you don't approve of.
But some people... but I'm saying, like, unless I'm a close friend, who the fuck am I? Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like, if I was... Listen.
I get what you're saying.
My girls and my sisters, those are the only ones who really have anything to worry about if I was to start subbing. And I would never do that to one of them. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even know any of y'all that actually know I'm subbing y'all. True. So, get it together.
You got them, baby.
But that's all I got to say. I felt like that was a positive note. I didn't say nothing crazy. It was positive. I said everybody should go outside.
It is positive.
Enjoy the sun. Listen, fall is here. Y'all better enjoy these last few days of summer that we got, because the other day it was cold. Chilly. It was chilly for quite a bit of the day, from like 6 a.m. to like noon. So y'all better, you know, let's all go outside and enjoy the earth. But that's all I got. Yes, I'm being corny. But now I'm finna go eat. So it was nice talking to y'all. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, like I said, record these, get these Monday, you know what I'm saying, from now on. And you got anything else you want to say, baby, before we...
See you on episode 4.